From dogs to cats to pigs and ferrets, it's all covered right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show from 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we've been talking today all about the Fowlerville Fair and some of the great events taking place. And sitting with me has been Janice Milligan, the owner of Doggy Daycare and Spa today. And Janice, our guest this segment is Justin Williams, and he is from Weberville also, except he's going to be showing, get this, now you think that we've talked to some busy people, he's got goats, pigs, and rabbits, and I bet you every one of them are a blast to show. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. How long have you been involved with 4-H? It says here you're 17.
I've been in 4-H for about 9 years. Okay. One of those years was a clover bud.
So. Okay. And have you always shown animals at fair?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Always these animals, or have you kind of migrated a little bit?
I started out just showing beef steers, and then I sort of got going into goats and then rabbits, and then just a few years ago I started doing pigs.
Okay. And so, what made you adjust? You figured out that, you know, this beef steer is huge and this rabbit is little, so I'm going to do a rabbit? Or how did that work?
Well, it's funny. Like, my first year, I had this really big steer, and I went into the show ring, and he was so big and I was so little, I couldn't even, like, look over his shoulder, so I was trying to stand on my tippy toes trying to look over. And so, yeah.
They must have been impressed with you, your ability to even go in and do that, though.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so talk about which animals you like showing best and how have you done with them?
I really love to show goats. They're my passion and a lot of things. I've won a few awards, like in the showmanship. I've won second place. That's the highest I've ever gotten. And then for market class, I've never really done good. But for a breeding standpoint for goats, I've won grand champion once.
Nice.
Wow. So,
what type of goat do you show?
I show Oberhasleys, Alpines, and Boar goats.
Wow, so three different varieties.
Yeah.
Nice.
So maybe then you can answer the question for me, because I've been trying to figure out what makes goats such great yoga partners. Because bottom line is, one of my usual co-hosts in the studio, Kirby Preuss, does some of the goat yoga classes out in Williamston. And I'm still trying to figure out, what the heck is it?
Like, why would that even be fun?
Yeah, exactly.
Goats are kind of fun, though.
Yeah, well, I don't really get it either, honestly, but baby goats, they really like to climb on things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so maybe as they're doing the yoga, that their little hooves, like, give a little massage, but I've never really tried it, though. So.
How smart are goats?
I wouldn't say they're as smart as pigs, but they're pretty smart. They're like the Houdinis of animals. They get out of pens if you don't set up the right thing. So.
Right, they escape. They're good climbers,
yeah,
and good jumpers. And
right.
Yeah. Tell us a funny experience that you've had with a goat or one of your animals that you've shown. Oh, that's a hard one, huh?
Yeah, it is.
That's all right. We can move on to something else.
All right.
Well, let's talk about pigs, because that's something that you were last to get into. Why did you evolve to pigs? Was it because they're such smart animals?
Well, actually, I used to be really scared of pigs because I didn't like the noise,
okay,
and how loud they were. Mm-hmm. But eventually my cousin started getting me into it, and I just really liked how friendly they were. And
well, it's amazing how smart they are, because truth is, I've heard stories of them getting access to food that most humans couldn't even get access to, but they figured out a way. And someone told me that they're called pigs for a reason. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, they can eat a lot. You get put a bag of feed in there, four pigs can have it done in a day. So that's 50 pounds usually for us. So
that's a lot of food.
Yeah, it sure is. And chow time's pretty important to those pigs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about your rabbits. Now, have you been showing rabbits all along, or when did you start showing rabbits?
I started showing rabbits like 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I show New Zealand rabbits. Those are the meat rabbits.
Okay.
And so I do those at fair.
Okay. No little dwarf cute ones or nope. You're it's about meat and it's about getting a market price, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, overall, your 4-H experience, because again, you've done this for a long time. What do your friends think of it? Because when you're junior, senior in high school, what your friends think matters an awful lot. Have they given you grief about this, or are they mostly admiring when it comes to what you've done with your animals or success at fair?
So usually if I like say some things about the fair, they'll be like, a little interested in it, but they don't really usually show a lot of grief about it, but
good.
They usually don't, like, show a lot of excitement, but I think that's because they really don't know, like, how much you can do and what you can do with 4-H.
They don't understand everything that's involved in 4-H.
Yeah.
And have you tried to convince them to come in and just give it a look?
Yeah, a little bit. I've tried. But not a lot, though.
Interesting. And what do you think it is that you've gotten that they're missing out on?
Probably they just think, like, it's all on animals and you can only show animals at the fair, but it's so much more, like, you can do the cooking, you can do the wood carving, you can do glass, you can draw, and you just create.
How have you personally benefited, though, as a result of it? Has it been a source of friends? Has it been confidence? I mean, give us an idea, because you grew up. You were a clover bud. You were a young boy. And now you've become a man who's got to be thinking about your future and what you're going to do. 4-H had to have an impact over the 10 years or 9 years that you were involved with it. How has it affected you?
So 4-H has done a lot for me. It's teach me a lot of life lessons. It taught me about responsibility, how to take after for you and animals and others, and it teaches you to help people too. And so, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I would imagine one of the best things about the animal part of it specifically is that it teaches you to have something that you have to care for, that if you don't do it, it doesn't get done and it becomes a problem. So there's real responsibility that I would imagine that you could use, whether you're caring for a dog or a child or what have you in future life. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Annette was talking to us. We when we were having our conversation with her, we talked about how her daughters got involved and how they're still involved mm-hmm. in 4-H. Now, is this your last year or do you have another year after this?
No, I plan on doing 4-H for a few more years.
For a few
this.
More years?
Yeah.
So you think it's something that you're going to continue long term? And that's,
yeah.
I think that's wonderful.
And no one in your family did it? How did you get involved in the first place?
My dad did 4-H when he was a kid. He went to Fallerville Fair, too.
Okay.
And so that's how we got into it, and his siblings did it, and my siblings do it, too.
Great. And what did your dad say when you won the time that you did? Was he particularly impressed?
Yeah, he was impressed. I was actually surprised when I won it.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. Okay. And when it comes to the overall experience, if you could give a suggestion of people who are going to the fair, what should they look for? What should they pay attention to? And what should they have an interest in?
I say just look at everything about fair. I love everything about it. Just you can look in the barn with the animals, look at how they do it there. You can look in the open class. You can look in the 4-H barn.
What is open class?
Open class is sort of the crafts that you do.
Okay.
Like you draw and paint.
It's the still life type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the displays. Okay.
But you don't sell it. You
just showing
display
it.
Yeah.
Okay. And get ribbons. And yeah.
Interesting. And this year, what would be your prediction for how you're going to do?
I got a lot to do, but I think I'm confident I'll do good, but not great.
You don't think you're going to get grand champion this year?
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not on any of them?
No.
Well, Justin.
Well, I hope you do.
Well, he's an honest boy, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Justin. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it, and we do wish you luck. Janice, I hate to say it because I love talking to these 4-H'ers, but we are just out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Grant, and Janice Milligan, my co-host in the studio, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. In the meantime, for all of you who have pets, please, please take good care of them. And for all of you 4-H'ers, best of luck at the Fowlerville Fair. Have a great week, everybody.
Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. Upload your pet's picture or check out the silly pet photos that we put up there to get you through your day.